This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The next story is posted by The Real Tabby Ann. From our / erotica, the title of this post is, I Fucked My Boyfriend's Dad. Sit back and enjoy the story.
So this story is one I haven't told too many people, because in all honesty it's one I like to keep to myself. Or to my own wank bank. But since you're all such good boys, I thought I'll share it with you to add yours. I'll call it My Boyfriend's Dad. This goes back to when I was with my first real boyfriend around my teen years. My boyfriend at the time had a dad who was one of the biggest flirts I've ever met. Bigger than I am. Yes, hard to believe. But anyway, he was a womanizer in all respects, even down to shamelessly hitting on my own mother. Regardless, I liked him as I found him fun and he was quite a dilf. One night my boyfriend and I were heavily fooling around in his bedroom while his dad was out. My top was off. Panties were well on their way to being off and I was on top of him. He was grabbing my tits and playing with them. He had one of my nipples in his mouth and was sucking on my tit like crazy when boom. Because we'd be busy, we didn't hear his dad walk in. We all froze and his dad continued conversation as I was in two minds of what to do. Do I cover up or do I like the fact that he's staring at my tits? His dad carried on talking and I never bothered covering up. He stayed in for roughly 5 or 6 minutes. I was just there in a thong and my tits out. I even made sure to get up and bend over as we all had a bit of a joke, laugh together. I bent over and I knew my thong had moved to the side to show off my pussy and ass from behind. He stared loads and I knew I had him. I made efforts to cause my boobs to jiggle and bend over when I could anyway when he was done and he left. Boyfriend and I had a laugh over it and I figured that was it. Until a few days later when I was in the kitchen getting something from the fridge and I think my boyfriend was in his room on a game or something. I went out and I was just in a pair of these really tight booty shorts, bottom of my ass showing and a vest on with no bra on. Nipples clearly visible through them. I went into the kitchen and I bent over to grab something and he jokingly slapped my ass and said something like even better view from behind. I froze for a second and then wiggled it for him. He followed this up by slapping it again. I continued wiggling it and he slapped it a few more times. You are a naughty girl, aren't you? He said to me and continued slapping my ass. My pussy was wet and I was loving the fact my boyfriend's dad was treating me like a dirty little whore. He did a few more spankings and then left. I was wishing, hoping it went further, but it didn't this time. This happened a few times for about a week and it kind of became like a routine in different rooms and scenarios. He'd ask me to pick up the TV remote and pass him it for example, and by the time I was bent over he began slapping my ass and telling me I was a good girl. I remember one time he asked me to pass it. I walked over to him, his hand on my ass groping it the entire time we had a conversation. He would squeeze and fondle it, and I was always hoping for more as he let me go back to my boyfriend. As I said, this lasted about a week. Then one of the days he'd had a few beers and the boyfriend hadn't come home from work yet. I was playing a video game while waiting for him and he joined in. I was wearing little short shorts and bent over to swap a controller when before I knew he had his hand behind me and a really firm grab of my ass. I let out a huge moan and he continued to grope it, but he actually went a step further this time. He pulled my shorts to the side and started rubbing my pussy. I was so shocked by it but also turned on at the same time. He rubbed it a few times and I got wet. You are a good little girl, aren't you, Tabby? He said to me as he slipped a finger inside me. In and out he kept going and was fingering my pussy from behind. He turned me around and kissed me on the lips and continued to finger me. One of his hands went up my shirt and he began squeezing and fondling my nipples and tits. "You really are Dada's girl, aren't you, Tabby?" he said to me as he began fingering me fast now and started rubbing my clit. I was so turned on. But then it was like he was teasing me because he stopped midway. I didn't know what to do, whether it was a moment of drunkenness or what. Then a couple of weeks had passed by and nothing, until he randomly asked if I wanted to stay over for the weekend. The weekend my boyfriend would be staying with his mother. My mom knew nonetheless, so I didn't mention it, and I was so turned on by it I couldn't help myself. I told her I was going to be staying with my boyfriend, which was a common thing. Of course, I didn't say he would not be at his house this weekend. I came over not knowing what to expect. I came over, let myself in, and waited till he came home from his shopping. He came in and said, "Well, I hope you don't think you're just going to sit there all weekend." He walked over to the bed, unzipped his pants, pulled his cock out, and shoved my head on it with force. I was wet as fuck and loving the fact that my boyfriend's father's cock was in my mouth. I was sucking it and wanking it at the same time. The compliments he gave me only encouraged me further and got me much wetter. "You are a good cocksucker. You are a good girl, Tabby. A good little girl." The fact he was calling me little girl just turned me on so much more as I continued sucking his dick. I stopped sucking it and began going to his balls. He had a huge pair of balls, and I think this is one of the things that started my fetish of sucking on guys' balls. I began sucking his balls while jacking him off. He was moaning loud and telling me how good a girl I was, stroking my face while I sucked his balls and wanked his dick. I remember using my mouth to pull his balls and drop them back down as I was jacking him off. "You are a dirty little slut, Tabby. Do you suck Michael's balls like this? No wonder he likes you so much." This turned me on even more, him talking about his son while I was sucking his balls and jacking off that cock. I put his cock back in my mouth and began sucking as hard and fast as I could while squeezing his balls. He stopped me just short of coming in my mouth to my confusion, threw me down, and pulled off my shorts. My thong quickly followed and he started licking me out. I was literally throbbing and ready to come. He licked pussy the way no guy to this day has. I don't know if it was him or the sheer excitement, but it was incredible. My pussy was literally throbbing and squeezing and begging to come when he stopped again. My mind was racing. Is he giving me a fucking ruined orgasm or what? But before I had time to think, he was lubing up his cock by rubbing it against my pussy. This was the only time, I admit, I got a bit nervous. Why, I don't know, but it was a big thrill and a big step to go from teasing and sucking cock to actually getting fucked by my boyfriend's dad. He said, "This is what you wanted, isn't it?" And before I could even answer, he shoved it straight inside me and I cummed almost instantaneously. My legs were over my head and he got me as deep as anyone had been in my teenage pussy at this time. I was in ecstasy. I imagine my eyes were in the back of my head as my pussy was getting destroyed. He went backwards slightly and got into a more sat up position and began thrusting into my cunt. I took my shirt off and got my tits out for him as one of his hands began squeezing my nipples, the other holding my leg over his shoulders. I was moaning like a little whore and he was a much better fuck than my boyfriend. He put his hands down and began rubbing my clit like a little slut. I was screaming my head off and having some of the best sex of my life. I was about to come and he threw my legs up over my head again and began fucking me ridiculously fast. I was coming all over his dick and then he let out a huge moan as he filled me with cum. He French kissed me and began just kissing me all over. Now, I'd made love with my boyfriend, but it was nothing like this. He just knew where to touch and what to do. He was on top of me and the two of us were kissing like sex-crazed maniacs. He had his hands on my tits, on my ass as he kept his cock in my pussy, squeezing my ass cheeks, sucking on my nipples. I was in heaven. This went on throughout the weekend. While my boyfriend was away, I got fucked by his dad 3-4 times a day. A few of the highlights include the time I rang my mother to tell her how I was doing and check up on her. Between talking, I sucked his cock and he ended up dropping a huge load of cum on my face as I continued talking to her. I then rang her again at night to check in and he licked me out and ate my pussy the best it's ever been done. I remember moaning and making tons of ridiculous noises. I'm sure my mother knew something was up as I ended up coming all over his face as he licked and sucked on my clit. Probably the complete highlight of this though was when he took me out and we bought some clothes. He had this father-daughter-in-law fantasy. So he bought me this schoolgirl outfit that barely fit. I came in and modeled it for him, giving him a little striptease while he was sat on the couch, wigging my ass at him, no panties on underneath, my tits slipping out. After this I said, "Daddy, please would you punish me?" I bent over directly in front of him waiting for my spanking, only to find him lifting me up into the air. He walked with me into Michael and threw me onto his bed. Get on all fours. He pretty much screamed at me and I did. He was quickly on the bed. He put his head right down. I thought he was going to lick my pussy from behind, but he actually bit me on the ass and left a really sexy bite mark, which I love.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
He then got behind me and put his cock in me, but like the other times. There was no lovemaking involved in this. He was using and abusing me like a dirty whore. Here I was in this schoolgirl outfit getting fucked by my boyfriend's dad on my boyfriend's bed. He began slapping my ass over and over, telling me I was a dirty whore. You dirty fucking little slut. Fuck, you have a tight pussy. You love that I'm fucking your young naughty pussy. I was moaning and screaming my head off as he kept doing this. Eventually he pushed me down my head into the bed and screamed, "Filthy little slut, you filthy little whore." He began fucking me over and over as hard as I'd ever been fucked. I was coming hard when he said it. "You love coming on daddy's dick, don't you? You love coming on daddy's cock." This was it. He began coming in my pussy too, and I was in heaven. He put his hands between my legs and was rubbing my clit as his weight collapsed on top of me, destroying my young body at the time, and I fucking loved it. I fucked him once more that day, and the sexiest part was when I knew my boyfriend would be home in an hour. I got on top of him and rode his cock one more time and made him fill my pussy. Then when my boyfriend got home, I welcomed him with open legs and let him come inside me too. I remember getting on top of my boyfriend and almost dragging him into the bedroom as soon as he got in. Less than 20 minutes ago, his dad had come in me, so I knew what I wanted. I got his pants down and sucked his cock as good as I could. Before pushing him down and getting on top of him, I began riding him like a cowgirl out of control. My fave parts was when he told me, "You've got so good at this." I told him it must be all the practice. He ended up exploding inside of me, and I wouldn't get off him. He couldn't fuck like his dad, so I kept riding his dick once he came and rubbing my clit until I finished. I loved the fact that my pussy was filled by father and son at the same time. If only I could have talked them into a threesome.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.